And today we bring you a new feature that's going to become a regular part of programming. We live in an area that tends to be more politically and socially engaged. We know here at WEMU you request, even demand, that we keep you up to date on what's happening in our community and what impacts it may have on our quality of life. Beginning today and on each Monday morning hereafter, we're going to bring you a conversation aimed at creating great opportunity for you to engage in the civic, social, and sometimes cultural parts of our lives in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. I'm sure you know the name. It's Mary Morgan. Mary was a reporter for the Ann Arbor News before it became an online entity. She was a co-founder and publisher of the Ann Arbor Chronicle, and most recently has launched a project aimed at creating and encouraging civic engagement. Mary Morgan is executive director for the Civ City Initiative. Mary, we're glad to have you aboard, and I'm looking forward to the news, analysis, and commentary you're going to provide each week.
I'm so delighted to be talking to you, David. Good morning.
Well, there is a lot going on around Washtenaw County. The Board of Commissioners last week approved placing an 8-year, 1-mill tax issue on the November ballot to generate funding for public safety and mental health services. Mary, the measure passed last Wednesday was a little different than originally proposed. What do we need to know?
Well, you need to be prepared to vote on November 7th for first, and that means you need to be registered, so I'd start there. I think this is something that has been discussed for many years, actually, and there's been a crisis in funding, particularly for mental health services. The Board of Commissioners were concerned about the length of the millage, so it was originally proposed for a 10-year period. They decreased it to 8-year to coincide with their 4-year budget planning cycle. But, you know, it's another millage, and I think everybody needs just to assess their own priorities and their own finances to see where they stand on it.
And certainly in the weeks and months to come before we hit November, we'll have much more to talk about the implications of all involved in this particular millage. Another measure addressed by the county board was animal control, a new and more expensive contract approved with the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Why the increase?
Well, the Humane Society has always said that they are being underfunded for the services that they provide. The state mandates a certain level of service for animal control. There's some dispute about what that service entails. And the last time this contract was negotiated in 2011-2012, it was very contentious. There were a lot of protests, but this time it's been pretty much under the radar. So the base that's being contributed in public funds to the Humane Society has increased from $500,000 to as much as $845,000 by 2020. Much of that is coming from the county. Some of it will come from other municipalities, including Ann Arbor. But, you know, it's a concern on the Humane Society that they feel like they're not getting enough. Some commissioners have expressed interest in even seeking a possible millage to help pay for this in the future. That'll be several years down the road if it happens.
It does
I think we're going to hear more.
On its surface level, it does sound like a significant increase, but many believe that trying to replicate the services provided by the Humane Society in each individual community would be far more expensive. Overall, is it your judgment that this is a needed and justifiable expenditure of taxpayer money?
Well, my position is that we need to have more of a public debate on it. The last cycle when the contract was negotiated, there was quite a bit of discussion. This time, not so much. And I think that there are legitimate arguments on both sides, and we need to be able to get that kind of feedback from the public.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We're talking with the executive director of the Civ City Initiative, Mary Morgan. Mary's going to be joining us most Mondays from now on to highlight civic engagement in the political, social, and cultural realms and the opportunities it presents you. Speaking of which, Ann Arbor City Council meets tonight, and among the items to be dealt with are changes to downtown zoning premiums and revisions to the city code governing medical marijuana facilities. Now, Mary, whether it's one of these issues or any other that may appear on the agenda for a given city council meeting, there's a new way for the public to engage their elected officials on the issues being presented and decided, correct?
Yes. Earlier this month, the city launched something called an e-comment feature on their agendas, and you can go on and actually give feedback on all the action items that the city has on its agenda. I'm a big supporter of opportunities and different ways to give feedback. And so I think this is a good addition to the council agenda.
So if you can't make the meeting, you do have an opportunity to have your voice heard, and that is indeed important. Well, Mary, we've reached that time of summer. It's Ann Arbor Art Fair Week. With the Townie Party taking place in Ann Arbor tonight and the combined fairs getting underway on Thursday running through Sunday. Now, people around here either love it or hate it. Do you stick around, or is this a time you start planning vacation?
Oh, my gosh. I love it in part because I don't have to deal with the traffic, so I'm fortunate enough to be able to walk to my workplace downtown. So I really enjoy the people watching. For me, that's the highlight.
For those who are visiting the fairs this year and perhaps less familiar with the city of Ann Arbor, there is more to take in than just the art you see in the fairs proper. The city of Ann Arbor has a lot of public art on display year-round. Is there any items that you would personally consider as some of the highlights that people can look out for?
Well, I would say, both the city of Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan have public art collections, and I'm most enamored these days of the University North Campus. They have quite a variety of new and older public art that's outside. So it's summertime, beautiful time to stroll around North Campus. And, of course, the Wave Field is one of the highlights, although it's a little tricky to find.
It's worth it, right?
It's really worth it. It's very unique. And there are some online resources, both the university and the city have online information about their collections, so people can go on and get more information, find out where the art's located, and really take advantage of this publicly funded work.
The art fairs are a great way to celebrate the city and Washtenaw County as a whole with just that series of fairs as the centerpiece.
Absolutely. And I think that if you're not interested in going to the crowds, this is a good time to see public art in other parts of town.
Once again, we're talking with Mary Morgan. Mary is executive director of the Civ City Initiative and has agreed to become a regular contributor on civic engagement on 89.1 WEMU. Well, there's plenty to talk about around town, as we've pointed out. A prominent matter of discussion these days focuses on affordable housing. From unaffordable housing and rental prices in Ann Arbor to increasing rents for seniors living in Cross Street Village in Ypsilanti, there are a great number of examples that show we may not have the kinds of housing to best address the needs of many of our area residents. It is an issue in which public input is being sought in the journey to solutions, and there is another opportunity for public engagement.
That's right. There's a survey now. Washtenaw County has a housing and neighborhood survey that's really focused in on affordable housing, particularly trying to address the needs of low-income residents. The survey's online, and it's also available in Spanish and English. And there's also a community meeting this week on Wednesday, July 19th at the Bryant Community Center in Ann Arbor. The idea is to try to understand history of segregation and to increase access to housing that's close to where people currently live.
And, of course, these are issues that are taking place in communities throughout Washtenaw County. But in speaking of Ann Arbor in particular, this matter of development versus preserving the city's historic nature and creating housing that is indeed affordable and allows us to maintain a diverse community, it's going to be one of the primary topics of conversation not only this year but in the many years to come.
Absolutely. It's not going away. Trying to find ways to either incentivize development of affordable housing or fund it through public dollars, that's something that's going to be debated for, I'm sure, many years to come.
And affordable housing in Ann Arbor seems to be at a different level than when you talk about affordable housing in Ypsilanti or other communities throughout Southeast Michigan, including communities like Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. The challenge is to look at it, I think, regionally. So I would hope to see more partnerships going forward. I'm glad to see the county kind of taking a lead in some of these areas.
Well, finally, we're just a couple of weeks away from the August primary elections in Ann Arbor. There are contested races in four of the city's five wards. And last week, the League of Women Voters put forth candidate forums with all of those candidates. What was your takeaway, Mary? Are the incumbents in these races in danger of losing?
You know, it's always difficult to challenge an incumbent, so I wouldn't want to hazard a guess, but I think it's an uphill climb for the challengers, as it is in any race when you're going against an incumbent. I would encourage people to check out AnnArborVotes.org. That's a website that Sid City has put together. We've posted the videos, links to videos for the league forums. People can see directly the candidates and their take on issues. And the league's own vote411.org site is another great resource.
And it is important to vote come the August primary election. They're anticipating 10 to 12% turnout for the election. And that's just not a fair representation of who is going to then make decisions for the city as a whole.
I would say not only is it unfair, but it's seriously depressing. I all this activism that emerged in our area following last November's presidential election has not yet been directed towards local elections, and I hope to see that change in the future.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, following, and we will report on whatever it is that does happen. Thank you very much, Mary. I'll look forward to our visit next Monday.
Likewise. Take care.
That is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative, Mary Morgan, and I'm David Fair. For more information on the Civ City Initiative and to sign up for its weekly newsletter, go to civcity.org. This is 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.